So we followed the story of high gas prices for a while now. In 2004, the story was, holy cow, gas is $2 a gallon. By 2007, it was, holy crow, gas is averaging $3 a gallon. But now in 2008, it has come to this, holy mule. And Katie barred the door because father and son farmers, TJ and Danny Raymond of Warren County, Tennessee, have gone all mule on us. They've put their gas-guzzling tractors in storage and have rejiggered their farm equipment to run on mule power. In between plowings and plantings, I talked to them about it. TR, what kind of farm do you run?
We got about a 40 or 45 acre farm. We've got like 20 brood cows and 20, 17, 18 head of horses and mules and just old country boy.
Now, Danny, I understand it was you who came up with the idea to use mules and that you trained them. Was that hard? I hear they're stubborn.
Well, it's time consuming. It's pretty good, but yeah, they're doing real well.
So what kind of things do they do that your tractor used to do?
Well, they can do the pulling, you know, if you just didn't have to have the PTO shaft hooked.
The PTO shaft? You lost me. I'm a city guy.
The power takeoff shaft that gives you the power to run some of the equipment.
I get it. And have you hooked up apparatus behind the mules that they drag along that the tractor used to drag?
Yes, sir.
How does that work? How'd you figure out how to do that?
Well, I just had to figure out a way to carry the front of each rake and take the weight off of the mules and had a cart to tie it to, made a little cart to tie it to, and it worked out just fine.
And were the mules, did they bridle at that at first, or did they take to it really easily?
Well, they were a little nervous at first, but they adjusted real well.
And let's talk about the savings. How much does gas cost where you live?
$3.87 a gallon.
Oh, wow. And so how much were you pouring into your tractor every week?
About $60, $70 a week. A day.
Oh, wow.
A day, and figure five times that, see?
Yeah. So how much have you saved so far?
Well, it's hard to keep up with, but when you've done that, you can save a lot.
And what about the mules? I guess they just eat hay. How much does that cost?
Just eat hay and a little sweet seed, a little corn, you know, shell corn, something like that.
Yeah, and unlike the tractor, you rub them behind the ears every once in a while.
You got to rub around on them, talk to them, you know, stay acquainted with them where they know you, you know.
And your mules, what are their names?
Dolly and Molly.
And what are their personalities like?
Well, they're real good. They'll do anything you ask them to do.
And do they know that they're part of this?
They know their part to do. If you want to turn right, you can holler yee, and they'll fall over there. Or you want to go left, you can holler haw. They'll fall right over there, just like you're talking to somebody.
Oh, so see, I never knew that. When the cowboys yell yee-haw, they're really meaning right, left.
You're right. The horse knows what they're talking about, see?
And, you know, is your idea taken off? Other farms jealous, maybe wanting to buy their own mules?
Well, there's a lot of mule power around here.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them that are using them now are going to just try to save gasoline.
Makes sense. And Danny,
when you get to where you think you can't afford the gas, hook the mules up.
Danny, I understand you have six other mules?
Yes.
And are you going to train them to do?
Yes, we'll have to save gasoline, see?
All right. Well, thanks, gentlemen, and good luck with turning your mules into equipment, and good luck with saving money on gas. And, you know, maybe your idea will really take hold, and we'll see this all around the country. So thank you very much again.
Thank you.
That was T.R. Raymond and his son Danny, frugal farmers and mule enthusiasts in Tennessee.